Book 2, Canto 7, The Descent of Night, pages 202 to 204. A mind absolved from life, made calm to know, a heart divorced from the blindness and the pang, the seal of tears, the bond of ignorance, he turned to find that wide world failure's cause. Away he looked from nature's visible face and sent his gaze into the viewless vast, the formidable unknown infinity, asleep behind the endless coil of things that carries the universe in its timeless breaths, and the ripples of its being are our lives. The worlds are built by its unconscious breath, and matter and mind are its figures or its powers, our waking thoughts, the outposts of its dreams. The veil was rent that covers nature's depths. He saw the fount of the world's lasting pain and the mouth of the black pit of ignorance, the evil guarded at the roots of life, raised up its head and looked into his eyes. On a dim bank where dies subjective space, from a stark ridge overlooking all that is, a tenebrous awakened nescience, her wide blank eyes, wondering at time and form, stared at the inventions of the living void and the abyss whence our beginnings rose. Behind appeared a gray carved mask of night, watching the birth of all created things, a hidden presence conscious of its force, a vague and lurking presence everywhere, a contrary doom that threatens all things made, a death figuring as the dark seed of life, seemed to engender and to slay the world. Then from the somber mystery of the gulfs and from the hollow bosom of the mask, something crept forth that seemed a shapeless thought, a fatal influence upon creature's soul, whose lethal touch pursued the immortal spirit. On life was laid the haunting finger of death, and overcast with error, grief, and pain, the soul's native will for truth and joy and light, a deformation coiled that claimed to be the being's very turn, nature's true drive, a hostile and perverting mind at work in every corner ensconced of conscious life, corrupted truth with her own formulas, interceptor of the listening of the soul, afflicting knowledge with the hue of doubt. It captured the oracles of the occult gods, effaced the signposts of life's pilgrimage, canceled the firm rock edict graved by time, and on the foundations of the cosmic law, erected its bronze pylons of misrule. Even light and love, by that cloaked danger spell, turned from the brilliant nature of the gods to fallen angels and misleading sons, became themselves a danger and a charm, a perverse sweetness, heaven-born Malthus. Its power could deform divinest things, a wind of sorrow breathed upon the world. All thought with falsehood was besieged, all act stamped with defect or with frustration's sign, all high attempt with failure or vain success. But none could know the reason of his fall. The gray mask whispered, and though no sound was heard, yet in the ignorant heart a seed was sown that bore black fruit of suffering, death, and bale. Out of the chill steps of a bleak, unseen, invisible, wearing the night's gray mask, arrived the shadowy, dreadful messengers, invaders from a dangerous world of power, ambassadors of evil's absolute.